Hi, friends. Welcome to We Are the BYC. I'm Dawn, the human behind the Instagram account at Baby Yoda SD, inviting you to join us for a delightful journey into the heart of the Baby Yoda community. Picture this podcast as your exclusive invitation to a favorite neighborhood coffee shop, where enthusiastic members of the BYC gather to share heartwarming stories and laughter, uncovering the untold tales and vibrant personalities of the humans behind these precious baby Yodas. Whether you're a longtime member or a newcomer, get ready to join the fun as we embark on an adventure filled with camaraderie, emotion, and a whole lot of baby Yoda love. Pull up a chair, grab your favorite drink, and let's dive in. Welcome back, friends, to part two of the interview with Toyn Not Grogu. And now we get to finally hear Toyn's thoughts on Wednesday. Hope you enjoy the show.
All right, Daddy Love Grogu again. So how do you feel about living with Wednesday?
Oh, Wednesday. Wednesday. Wait, that's a question for Toyn.
Yeah.
Not for me.
Yeah.
Let's see what he says.
It's okay, I guess.
It's okay? You don't mind living with Wednesday?
She's kind of weird.
Yeah, well, you know, everybody's different. She has her own personality.
Okay. That's all you can... I'm cool with it.
Okay. Okay, bye.
He doesn't want to be on camera that long, that okay. much. But, Wednesday's interesting. Wednesday has been not many people know that Wednesday is actually shared by us.
Yeah. So yeah, it's not a very well known fact. I don't think that. Well, maybe people know that she's part of Toyn's household, but I don't think everybody knows that she's shared by the two of us, that we both post for Wednesday. So you don't know sometimes who's making the post.
Wednesday's account is very it's interesting.
Well, it's a way to kind of express a darker side, I guess, of the Baby Yodas, where mm-hmm. our Baby Yoda accounts are for the most part very cheerful and sunny, and everything is good and happy, and mm-hmm. that's because the babies are, I mean, they're like innately happy little babies. And Wednesday, she's entirely different. She is not at all about like sunshine and happiness and playing right. outdoors and, you know, having play dates. No, she is Wednesday to the core.
I don't know about you, but she's allowed me to exercise my inner thoughts. It's an interesting account. It's an account that I don't know if you've noticed, but no, I'm pretty sure if you've noticed, it's not as popular maybe as other accounts because it's so dark and not everyone gets it.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's okay. That's okay because she's not out there to make friends and be popular. She's just her tiny, dark self.
Her little grumpy self. But it's, you know what
I... She's okay with that.
You know what I do find really cool is the people who actually get her. Because she says some stuff that, like, it's hard to make the post sometimes as Wednesday. Because it's like, this is pretty rough. Like, this is some pretty dark stuff. I don't think people are going to like this. And then not only that, the comments, you know, when she has to reply to comments, she still replies as Wednesday. Like, people mm-hmm. are going to say, oh, you look so cute. You know, we love this post. Wednesday's not, she's not in it for the comments or the likes. Like, you tell her she looks cute and she's pissed. She's coming at you with a knife.
She does not, you know, like it. She will tell you that.
Yeah. And that's not to say that she doesn't appreciate it. She does, but she doesn't, how do you say, like, I don't know. I think she doesn't know how to take the compliments, I guess. So when she's being complimented on her post, she's like, you know.
I don't think she cares.
Yeah. So people that get that, I love that. Like, she has a pretty good back and forth with BB, which is funny. Mm-hmm.
Now, I do want to say something though. Mm-hmm. Wednesday's account is by no means an attempt at making anyone, upsetting anyone.
Yeah, exactly. True.
She is just, I guess we all have a dark side. And in this case, she allows both of us to exercise, you know, those demons, if you want to call it that. And I don't know about you, but I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
I do enjoy it.
Yeah. Well, and I think if anybody has watched, which we hadn't seen the Wednesday show or series with Jenna Ortega.
Uh-huh.
Until recently. And then we realized that Jenna Ortega's Wednesday is very much like Wednesday. Like she's
right.
She's pretty much like dark, kind of, she'll cut your throat if you say anything
right,
nice to
right,
her,
right.
You know, but people love that. They love that show. They love Wednesday Addams. So, you know.
Yeah, I think it was important to finally watch that stupid show.
Yeah. I kind of like it, actually, now that I've seen the whole first season. I like it.
Teenage Wednesday is different from our Wednesday.
Yeah, that we grew up with. Yeah.
Exactly.
I have to say getting Wednesday was such a like just serendipitous chance to get her. I remember when she first was like shown in the community she belonged to, Ollie and Friends.
Hannah.
Yeah, Hannah. And oh my gosh, I think everybody fell in love with that. With that baby, because she was just like so perfectly made, like to look like Wednesday Addams.
What was the name of the person that made her?
Stella Mortem.
Thank you to her for making Wednesday.
Yeah, she did a great job.
She's so unique.
Mm-hmm.
She's so unique. She's so beautiful. I knew when I saw her in Hannah's account, I knew that I loved her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when she became available, you know.
Yeah, there's something about Wednesday that I don't think anybody knows. Well, maybe like one or two people that have met her in person. Do you know what I'm talking
about?
What
is that? No.
Her tattoo.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's something that she doesn't really show.
No, she doesn't. But Wednesday has a tattoo, and I don't think that she'll ever show that in any of her posts. But if you're listening to the podcast, you're gonna know she has a tattoo.
She has a tattoo in a place that very few people have ever seen.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's ask another question.
Please.
Stewie the child wants to know, what's your favorite BYC memory?
Okay. Favorite BYC memory? As far as posts or... Well, okay.
Anything,
Favorite BYC memory would have to be the first ever meetup I went to, which was the Anaheim meetup. In, what was it, 22?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it 22? Yeah.
2022, yeah.
That meetup was just different.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. My first time meeting up with other people, other like-minded individuals. It was just a special time. I wish we could relive and in some instances, redo some of the things that happened that weekend.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
But that meetup was very important because it was the first one.
Yeah.
The Vegas meetup was also very important. Vegas, of course. Unforgettable Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And our meetup was just... It was very... I wish it would have lasted longer.
Yeah.
You know?
The actual meetup, like, have, like...
The meetup itself, mm-hmm. Yeah. I wish we could have met up with more people for more than just a few hours.
Yeah.
But that's the nature of, you know, meetups.
Yeah. I feel like that's how it is when they are the bigger meetups. Like, even Anaheim, we only had, like, what, an hour or two? Well, it was, like, 2 hours with the whole group. No more.
Well, yeah.
At the venue that we were at. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it seems like, God, there's just so many people to spend time with, but we just don't have that time.
Dude, I wish I had a mansion big enough for like 100 people. Ugh. I would invite as many community members as possible to hang out.
Yeah.
And to stay there.
Yeah. They have a whole week.
Meetups are just, meetups are just something else.
They're really fun.
As far as favorite community events or things that have happened in the community, meetups are my favorite.
Yeah.
Meetups are my favorite. Even something as brief as when we met up with Bevison in Anaheim a couple months ago. I mean, mm-hmm. it's excellent.
It's
I love
just so
it.
Fun. It's like, uh-huh. It's because you talk to each other almost every day online. And it's so funny because it's just like once you've met somebody in person, I mean, obviously you already know them essentially, but when you see them again and, you know, like a second time or a third time, it's just like you're continuing the conversation. Like we were just talking yesterday and so this is happening and blah, blah, blah. Even though you hadn't seen each other in months or years or whatever, but it's just like it continues. The friendship is just ongoing. And so it's so mm-hmm. fun to be able to see these people face to face. I really wish we had more accessibility to other friends, like in different countries, and like we've really got to have like international meetups,
right? Oh dude, that would be awesome.
Yeah,
so to answer that question, meetups are my favorite thing.
That's a good one. I like it. That works. Okay, Yodina and Yodin.
Oh, cousins Yodina and Yodin.
Oh, they have submitted 3 questions.
Oh boy, hang on.
Twain
wants to say something.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Oh boy.
The excitement. Okay, 2 questions are for Twain and 1 is for Uncle Aldo. Okay, Twain.
Yeah.
Okay, Twain, what do you want to be your legacy with your daddy and with the BYC?
Wow. You know, when it comes to legacy, it makes me think of the people that have left.
Mm.
What do we remember about them?
Yeah.
The people that who don't post as much as they used to.
Mm.
And I think of that because if something were to happen this week and I stopped posting, what would I want my legacy to be?
Yeah. How would you want Toyn to be remembered? Or
I would want Toyn to be remembered for the posts that he made, for the things that he said, for the times that he reached out to people who were in need of a word of encouragement.
Yeah.
The times that he was there to say, I know I'm wrong, but I'm human. Even though he's not human. You know, I would just want Toyn's legacy to be that. I would want people to remember Toyn for the good that he did mm-hmm. in the community. You know? That's it.
Okay, Yodina and Yodine's 2nd question for Toyn. Is he ready? Hey.
Come here, boy.
Okay, Toyn, are you ready?
Ready.
Okay, Toyn, what has been, this is from Yodina and Yodine, Toyn. What has been your biggest change since you started in Instagram? Like growth as a baby.
I've grown an inch.
Okay.
Toyn has grown a little bit.
He's grown a whole inch.
He's grown a whole inch.
That's a lot for a baby Yoda.
I know. To be specific, though, that's why he said only 1 inch, because he's not a baby. He doesn't want to be called a baby.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Even
like
if
that.
He's pretty much a toddler.
He's a big boy.
He's a big boy.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess he's changed. Toyn has changed a lot. From the nature of his posts to his involvement in the community, he's changed. He's progressed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see it. Well, you have an insider perspective because Toyn is an extension of you, but I can see from the outside how much Toyn has changed. He's matured, it seems like, aside from having grown an inch, a whole entire inch, he has grown in maturity a mile, because he was just all about playing and being a baby and fighting minions, which I know he still would probably like to do. And to now he's, you know, giving advice, talking about being kind to each other. He's got Kindness Fridays where he likes to, you know, emphasize doing kind things for each other, for the world, for the planet. You know, he's not just documenting his fun little adventures. He's making statements, and that's some pretty big growth, I think, as a baby.
It's interesting that you should mention Kindness Fridays, because Kindness Fridays was born as a need to create a weekly emphasis on being kind. Toyn thought, how can I make, what can I do to create more awareness in the community to be kind? And that's where Kindness Fridays came from, to try and create awareness, you know, be kind. That's all.
Yeah. Well, it shows through Toyn in this example. Okay, last question from Yodina and Yodine. Uncle Aldo, what is the biggest thing Toyn has brought to your life?
Oh, man. That is a very, that's an interesting question. It's a very personal one. Because through Toyn, I have grown. I have healed. I came to this community, well, not to the community, but I started my account during a time in my life where I was hurting. I didn't know what I needed. But I needed a change. I guess the biggest thing that Toyn has brought to my life is balance. A way to express myself artistically.
Yeah.
And a way to cope with everyday life. You know, especially now.
How so? What do you mean?
Well, we live in really difficult times. Toyn doesn't know anything about politics, about weather changes. He doesn't know about what it feels like to be next to a fiery inferno. He's brought peace, a sense of belonging. Yeah.
Yeah, that's all good. That's all really good stuff. Okay, let's see. This is something that probably has already been answered. Vanderlinder asked, how did you get involved in the community and what do you love about it the most?
I just started posting and there was a community there.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that there was such a thing as a Baby Yoda community. And what I love about it is, of course, the camaraderie.
Yeah.
The togetherness, mm-hmm. the sense of community. I love how we take care of each other.
Yeah.
I really like that. Yeah. I really like that. I love the fact that we have people from all over the world.
Yeah.
Different cultures, different creeds, different mentalities.
Yeah.
But we can all coexist.
Yeah. I think there's a good mutual respect amongst each other. Because, yeah, we do all come from different backgrounds, different belief systems. But overall, we are aware of that fact and we're able to coexist with each other, knowing that I may not think the same way you do. You may not think the same way I do, but we have some common ground, and that's the babies. That's, you know, enjoying this community that we have together. So we kind of coexist together with the babies being our
common ground.
Yeah, common ground. Yeah.
I wish there was something like that in society.
Yeah.
Especially American society. But yeah. The thing I love about it the most is the camaraderie.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of social, economic, cultural standings,
mm-hmm.
we're all part of the Baby Yoda community because we love Baby Yoda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's funny that you say
our
that.
Our Baby Yodas.
Yeah, and it's funny because we are all so different. Like, every walk of life really is in this community, but mm-hmm. we all come together with the love for Baby Yoda and for our babies. And we can communicate and relate to each other. And I think that's pretty profound. I mean, if you think about it, like, where else? Well, I just think it's really fascinating how there's such a difference in each one of us. That's why I love the podcast, because we get to understand and hear and see all of this.
Sure.
But yeah, that's what's so cool about the community. I agree with that. That's a good point you made.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, we've had some pretty like deep and thoughtful kinds of questions, but we also have some fun. Yeah, I mean, these are like thought-provoking, like, you know, making you really dig deep. So we do have some questions that are on the funner side, just kind of lighthearted. So let's ask some of those. Okay, Artie, mainly the child.
Ooh.
Yes. He asks, pineapple on pizza? Yes or no?
Hell no.
Aye, Toyn.
Toyn says hell no. Mm-hmm. I say sometimes.
Mm. Toyn's not a fan of pineapple in general, or just not on pizza?
No, not on pizza, because he knows better. He knows that you shouldn't do that. But that's Toyn. Me? I don't mind it. I like it. I like pineapple. I like pineapple on my tacos. So.
I was going to say, how about pineapple on burritos? Where do you stand with that?
All right. Yeah.
All right. Dawn Wounded Arrow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So Wolfie asks if you will come to Cologne to meet him.
Oh, my gosh. Cologne. That's so far away. I wish we could, but yeah. I'm not going to say no. One of my dreams is to one day be able to travel to all the places, or at least as many places as possible, so that we can meet as many friends as we can.
Mm-hmm.
And this would probably be the right time to talk about the project that I have in my head.
Oh.
I do. I wish I could make a documentary about the Baby Yoda community.
Yeah.
I don't have the time or the resources to travel to Scotland, Rome, Sicily, North Carolina. I wish I could go to France to meet up with all the friends that we have all across the globe. Wouldn't it be neat if we could if we could make a documentary about the Baby Yoda community?
Yeah.
With all members from Costa Rica, Bolivia.
Gosh, Australia, Indonesia. Australia?
Wouldn't it be neat if we could do that?
Yeah. Yep.
Hell yeah. So if I could, yeah. Tony would love to meet Wolfie. Yes.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Jesse Joker wants to know.
Hi, JJ. Come here, Tony. Because I know this is going to be for you.
What do you think of your buddy JJ?
Oh, boy. JJ. Don't get me started on JJ.
JJ is one of Toyn's most bestest pals. He's one of Toyn's besties. JJ is just something else.
Oh yeah, with his tequila and trying to get all the babies drunk in school.
Him and his bat. But you know what? He's the kind of baby that will take his shirt off to give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's JJ.
Yeah.
What does Toyn think about JJ? He loves JJ.
Yeah.
He's one of his besties. Yes.
Yeah. Everybody loves JJ. All right. Mm-hmm. Oh, I missed a question from Baby Yoda Starfish Yixie. She had asked about the plungers, but they also ask tacos or tamales.
Ah. ¿Por qué no los dos? Why not both?
See?
Why not both?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Tamales or tacos? Los dos.
How about tamale tacos?
Tamale taco. Un taco de tamal.
Okay, yeah.
Un taco de tamal.
I don't know. That might be okay, but no.
Well, you know that in Mexico they have tortas.
Yeah.
With a tamal inside.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a tamal sandwich. Yeah, and it's not bad.
Well, yeah.
You gotta try it someday.
Maybe. I don't know. I think like tamales are just so good on their own. I don't want to mess with it. Like I don't want to change it. You know, put it into something else.
Well, wait until you have a torta or a taco with a tamal inside.
Okay. I'll just say that.
Just take my word for it.
Okay. All right, Auntie S. She asks Toyn.
Oh, come here, boy.
How do you get your tummy to look so cute in your trousers?
I don't know. I'm just cute.
He doesn't know. He's just a big boy.
He's just a big boy who wears cute little outfits, and he doesn't care if he looks cute or not. That's just Toyn.
He just has a cute baby body, even if he's a big boy.
Hey, I'm a big boy.
I know, Toyn. I know. Don't kill me. Okay, Grogu Little Green.
Oh.
They ask, whenever I see your red hat, I know it's you. Who came up with the hat idea?
Oh, well, the hat. My ex found the hat at a resale shop. But I decided that it would be cute if his hat had some kind of if it became part of his personality, you know.
Did the hat already have like the long little spike? It's not a spike, it's a little
It actually comes from Japanese culture. The little, as a fan of anime, okay, I knew that little spiky hairs in Japanese culture, especially anime.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember the name.
Oh, there is a name for that, right? Yes. Oh, what is
there,
it?
There is a name. I should have. If I had known the question ahead of time, I would have researched it. But in Japan, there's a name for that spiky hair.
It's called the ahoge.
Ahoge?
Ahoge.
Okay. So
it's a distinctive antenna-like strand of hair often seen on anime characters, particularly girls.
Oh.
Uh-oh. And it has its origins in the late 1990s and early 2000s. That's
there
what Google
go.
Says.
Yes. So that ahoge. little spike on Tony's head is that's his little ahoge.
That's so cute. I like that. That was a really yes. good find and a really cool thing to incorporate into his.
Yeah, his style. Credit to my ex for having found it, but I decided that it would be neat if it had a little ahoge thingy going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, uh-huh. That worked out perfectly.
Uh-huh.
All right, cool. Helen loves Grogu. She says, Toyn, we love being in the Baby Yoda football soccer club with you. But who would be your dream football club to play for?
That's a tricky question. Because Toyn would just like to be part of the Italian team.
Did you say Italian?
Italian team. I'll just say that.
Okay.
He's team blue all the way. He wishes he could be part of the Italian team.
Oh, cute. Okay, he does love it. Well, that goes back to the love for pasta and all things pasta.
it's a cultural thing. We have some Italian roots in our family, so that's where it comes from.
That makes sense. Okay, last question. So Fairhead wants to know, who is the better housemate, Diego or Boo Boo?
Oh, Fairhead, our friend Sue. She wants to know who's a better housemate, huh? Well, they're both a lot of fun. Diego is very inquisitive, funny, aggressive, playful. Boo Boo, on the other hand, is very mysterious. You don't know what she's thinking.
She's very elusive.
She's an elusive Boo Boo Loo. So as far as who's a better housemate, I would say that Boo Boo, only because she likes to have her own space. You know, she gives you space and she likes to have her own space.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Diego, he'll get up in your face.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't pay attention to him, he will cry until you pay attention to him and you feed him, clean his litter box or whatever.
Yeah.
So who's a better housemate? I think Boo Boo. I think Boo Boo because she keeps to herself.
Yeah.
Diego's a lot more fun though.
Yeah.
It's just more fun.
Yeah, that's a good answer. Well, that's it for the community questions.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You're disappointed.
No, not really disappointed. I was having so much fun with them.
Yeah. I know. I love the community questions. They come up with some really good stuff.
What about you? Do you have questions?
I did have questions and did I forget to write them down?
Well.
No, okay. I have some questions. I have some other questions about stuff, general stuff.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Shoot.
Okay. Here's a question for you. How has being part of the community influenced your daily life or your routines?
As far as my daily life or routine, I definitely keep the community or the account, Toyn's account, as a very important part of my daily routine. Even though I don't always have time to respond to everyone's messages.
Mm-hmm.
Now here's something that I wish I could do better with. It's happy mail. I get a lot of happy mail and I'm not able to respond. I don't know if it's just because I'm a guy.
Probably.
But I get so many beautiful pieces of happy mail that I don't respond to, and I wish I did.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Well, and I don't want to speak for anybody else, but I know that for me personally, when I send happy mail, and I'm not as good as a lot of people are about sending it either, but it's not so much a response from them or, you know, them showing it on, you know, to the community, like making a post about it. It's just, I want to just send it to them because I'm thinking of them. Or, you know, a lot of times I'll come across something in a store or not even a store, just whatever. And it will remind me of somebody in the community. And maybe I'll pick up that thing and want to send it to them. And it's just because I want to send it to them. It's not because I need them to acknowledge it or whatever. So I think you're maybe giving or being hard on yourself for not responding or doing things that you think you should in regards to happy mail. But I don't know that the people that are sending it feel that way. You know, they may not look at it like, hey, why didn't you make a post or, you know, whatever.
I agree, because that's pretty much the same thing I get from people who send me stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to post about it.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't need to send me anything back.
Yeah.
And I get it, but I feel bad.
Yeah.
And it's not that I don't want to. It's just that I get so caught up with what I have to do. And it's just so difficult to keep up with it.
Yeah. Well, time gets away. Time gets away from you.
You were yawning.
A little. Let's see. Well, of course, you know, what connects us all is our love for Baby Yoda and probably Star Wars. Well, for a lot of us, Star Wars. Some of us aren't Star Wars fans. We're just Baby Yoda fans. But how did your journey as a fan begin? Like, what's your earliest memory of Star Wars? Or how did you even become a fan in the first place? Because that's obviously what led you to Baby Yoda.
No, that's something that I was hoping you would talk about.
Oh, good. I'm glad I asked.
I was hoping you would talk about that because most other guests on the podcast, when you ask them about their past experience as Star Wars fans, they're like, ooh.
No, they don't do that.
I'm not. Okay. I'm not being judgmental.
No, you're just a Star Wars fan. And when people are like, meh, Star Wars, you're like,
argh. I've been a Star Wars fan since I was yay high.
Yeah. You're hardcore diehard Star Wars fan.
Are you sure there aren't any questions about my Star Wars fandom?
From the community? No, none.
Yes.
None.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
Uh-uh.
So let's start with why?
Yeah.
Why I like Baby Yoda. I don't just like Baby Yoda. I like Star Wars.
Yeah.
I've been a Star Wars fan since I was a baby, since I was a kid.
Yeah.
I grew up with Star Wars back in the early 80s. And this is as far as I can remember, because my dad was always a fan of
Star Trek.
No. Science fiction. Not Star Trek. Get out of here. No. My dad was very much a fan of science fiction. So Star Wars, I remember the first Star Wars movie I ever saw. It wasn't on at the cinema because I was born in 76 and the first Star Wars came out the same year. But I do remember going to the cinema to see Return of the Jedi.
Mm.
But I already knew A New Hope and the Ice Planet movie. Empire
Strikes Back, yes.
So, I'm a huge Star Wars nerd. Yes, I am.
Okay. Do you have a favorite character from like regular Star Wars other than Baby Yoda?
Han Solo. Han Solo. I always identified with Han Solo because he was the outcast. Yeah.
He was like the rogue kind of
Was an unwilling participant in this whole rebellion nonsense.
Yeah.
And I always identified with Han Solo because he was just a scoundrel trying to make his way in the universe.
Yeah. And so you identify as that scoundrel.
Yes.
It's fun to hear how like Star Wars, you know, has shaped people's experiences, I guess, and how they relate to Baby Yoda in this particular fandom.
I'm very skeptical as to how they're Dave Filoni and what's his name, the other guy, are trying to make Baby Yoda fit into the whole Star Wars universe. I'm skeptical about it, but I appreciate it. I'll be honest with you, if it wasn't for Dave Filoni and
who's the other guy? The other guy that's part of Mandalorian.
Happy from Iron Man. What's his name?
That's the guy I always think like what is he doing with this whole Mandalorian thing? What is his name? Okay, I'm Googling. John Favreau.
John Favreau.
Yeah, that guy. That's like not a guy that I correlate with Star Wars at all. But it's just so funny that he's become such a name with the whole series. Well, The Mandalorian.
Right.
What was your reaction when you first saw Grogu on the screen in Mandalorian?
First time I saw Grogu, I thought, okay, that's definitely Disney trying to cash in on the... Yes. That's what I thought. My first thoughts were, that's Disney. And like I said earlier in the podcast, I don't know if it's gonna end up in the final cut, but I did say in the beginning of the podcast I did of the interview, I did say that you know, familiar with marketing and all that.
Advertising and all that.
Advertising, yes. So I knew that as soon as I saw Baby Yoda, I was like, okay, that's just another toy that they want to sell, another property that they want to make money off of. And it worked.
Yeah, it did. It like that was the hook for I think all of us. How did they know? Like, how did they know that was gonna be such a hit? I wonder.
You take a beloved figure, Yoda, but turn him into a cute, lovable baby. What do you get? Something everyone wants to have at home. Baby Yoda. Baby Yoda. I mean, the person who came up with the name Baby Yoda, they got it.
Yeah.
They got it.
Yep.
You know, Baby Yoda. It definitely fulfilled a need for people to
connect with,
enjoy, Star Wars in a different way.
Yeah. Okay, well, before we wrap up, Toyn, is there anything else you'd like to share with the community? Any final thoughts or messages?
Yes, Space Needle.
going just to, he's just very excited about his trip to Seattle.
Oh, that was a fun trip.
I know, right? He loved the Space Needle, so and thanks to you, he's got his own little Space Needle.
Yes.
There it's you go.
Perfect baby size. Perfect big boy size.
And he loves it.
Yeah.
But no, I wish there were more questions, but no, there's nothing really that I wish to add.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for all you have to say, and thank you for coming on. Thank you for sharing. Thank you, Toyn, for putting up with our nonsense for 3 hours.
You're very welcome.
Hi, cutie.
I will say this. Thank you. Thank you for your questions. Thank you for listening. And I hope, I really hope that you will be willing to come and be part of this podcast.
Okay. Yes.
You know, it's really not that difficult. It's not that difficult. It's actually fun.
Yeah.
You know, I had fun.
Just grab a drink or five and just come on the podcast.
Or five.
All right. Well, thank you so much again for being willing to share, for spending time with us, with all of us in the BYC.
I don't want to go.
Well, let's just say this. We'll come back again. This is not goodbye. This is see you later. See you next time.
Well, only if people want to see me here again.
Okay.
Because, you know, I have a lot more things to say.
We're in for it. Okay.
If people want to hear what I have to say, let us know.
In the comments below.
Let us know in the comments below. Please subscribe.
Like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe.
Turn on your notifications. Hey. All right.
Thank you for this interview. I had fun. I actually had fun.
It's fun. It's fun.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Okay,
I'll
bye.
See you next time.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye.
And that concludes the interview with Toyn Not Grogu and his Papa Aldo. I really hope you enjoyed getting to know them a little better. And stay tuned for updates regarding videos of the interviews. I'm still undecided about where or how to post them. I have some ideas, but if you have any suggestions, I'd be more than happy to hear them. As always, thank you so much for listening, and bye for now.